Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for 17 Till, I should say. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're still here. David Dossie's still here too. He's our intellectual property attorney in the Brain Trust, and also my intellectual property attorney. David, give us your website, please.
It is invention-protection.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. It's not your grandfather's patent attorney website. Okay, so David, you're looking at the landscape out there, and you're saying, wait a minute. It's easier and less expensive and less mysterious and less intimidating to file a patent, to go through the protection process, whatever that is, whether it's and I guess what your concern is just with patents, right? Not so much trademarks and things like that.
Right.
Okay, so you looked across the landscape there and you're thinking it's all those things easier now to file a patent, and yet you're not seeing an increase in patent filings, and that's troubling you, right?
Right. It's actually a dramatic decrease, and it's long been said that small companies produce 10 to 15 times more patents per employee than large companies.
Right. And 55% of the innovations come from small business.
Exactly, and seeing this trend downward, and I don't think it can just be attributed to the economy. It is alarming. And
what do you think is at the base of at the root of this?
Well, I suspect that we get a lot of calls from people that are starting new businesses and small businesses, and they don't budget for intellectual property.
Ah.
So just like obviously we have to budget for insurance and
right.
You can't get a mortgage without proving that you have insurance and everything like that. Well, you can't run a small business without having a budget for intellectual property. Even if you don't actively plan to use it every year, you need to be budgeting for it, because sooner or later you're going to need to have something set aside. So we get a lot of calls from people that are just blown away that it is an expensive process, and unfortunately, many people don't look at it as an investment, and they come about realizing that it is a necessary investment when it's too late, after mm-hmm. they've already publicly disclosed something and can't protect
after they sold some of it, because you got a 12-month window from the time you commercialize something to you're foreclosed from patenting, don't you?
And that's only in the U.S.
Yeah.
Majority of countries don't even recognize that.
Right.
And everyone, just like I want to know I'm buying the winning lottery ticket before I purchase it.
Right.
That's the thought is we want to wait until a product is successful.
But if they're not budgeting for it, and they won't budget for it, that does sound a little bit economics. But how much do you think there's anything to the generations? You think, we talked earlier in the previous half hour with a Gen Y expert on their tendencies or not to become entrepreneurs, and what are the challenges to becoming entrepreneurs? Do you think there's as my generation heads off into the sunset and the younger generations take our places? Do you think there are changes that way? That would make sense
to
me.
Well, I think your prior interview was good from the perspective of he mentioned that a lot of young people want to be entrepreneurs and want to take risks, but they want to do it with someone else's money.
That was my definition of an entrepreneurial employee, which is fine. I think that's great.
They're not going to be
inventors necessarily, though.
Yeah. Well, the problem with that is you're not going to get anyone to invest in your business. You're not going to get people to fund you with grants or any level of funding from outside of your company if you can't show that what you're doing is unique and cannot just be copied by someone else, so that if you are the next Groupon, well, what's going to stop, what is it that's going to keep you in that position?
I wonder, though, David, there's one other thing, though. I wonder about this. so much, the world is changing so fast. Technology is disrupting so much now that you and I both know that you could have a great idea and it may be good for 90 days or maybe, you know, a couple of years. But is that worth making a big investment in? I mean, in when I was coming up, when I was, you know, in my 20s, you could, if you invented something, you could make a living on that. If it was a really good idea, you might make a living with that one thing the rest of your life. I don't think that's the case anymore. What do you think? You think that's part of it?
I agree. The product life cycle in high tech is obviously very short compared to the product life cycle in old manufacturing technology. And there are still some industries where you can invent something and sell it for 20 years, but by and large, that is not the case. And it all depends on what type of the industry you're in. But I agree with that.
I also wonder if the – I know that there have been challenges at the patent office, right, getting things out. I wonder if that process is so slow that it doesn't fit the marketplace's pace. What do you think?
Well, again, for certain technology, that may be a small part of the reason, but I don't think that's an overall driving factor in this trend. And importantly, too, if you're looking to get investments, you need to know the landscape. Even if you're not going to protect what you're doing, if you launch something, there's a very good chance that what you're launching now, a real pioneer of the industry, patented 10 years ago, you know, and that patent's still around. So if you don't know about the risks and you haven't assessed those risks, any intelligent investor is going to have trouble plopping money in your pocket.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Dave. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with David Dossie. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.